My guest on Treasuring Mothers today is Lisa Stevenson, who's a success coach. Great to have you here, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so good. Now, we're nearly at Christmas, and I know it's not an easy time for everyone. For me particularly, I'm just realising in the last little while that I lost my mum when I was 16, and Christmas ever since, I think I've numbed myself to it, and I'm only just starting to realise, actually, there's things going on for me quite deep. Is that common for everyone?
It's really common. I actually think this time of year is super polarising for people, and sometimes we know that's happening and sometimes we don't, and things can bubble away and all of a sudden we're reacting and being triggered by things that we hadn't even thought of. So it's a really critical time for us to look after ourselves.
Yeah, so what do we do? What's the answer to this thing stirring deep inside me?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things that are top of mind. The first one is, how do we actually look after ourselves by limiting all the stimulation and tradition and noise that goes with this time of year? There's also something really important about understanding what's going on in our own head and hearts. Mm. You know, sometimes, particularly if we're an overthinker, Jenny, you know, this is the time of year when we start to hear our own story in our head, and it can actually make us quite sad, or we can really grieve things. And also it's a time when rituals and habits and traditions are really thrown in our face. So proactively looking for ways to look after ourselves in that.
Yes, and I think that's what I've realised. I was just writing my journal this morning saying, why on earth is this happening now? And I think, and you know, my youngest daughter's just left home, so it's a new era.
New chapter, yes.
And I think when my mum died, my sister and I used to have a really lovely lead up to Christmas with her in the mix. Mm-hmm. And it's never been like that since. And I think at that formative age of my life, I don't think I ever dealt with that. And
yes,
it's only just now starting to surface.
This is the thing. When we don't deal with things, they do come back and bite us later. Mm. So I really love that you journal, because getting out what's happening for us in our head and our heart is really important. But the number one strategy I would suggest is have a plan for about 6 weeks. You know, Christmas is not just about Christmas Day. So how will I be looking after myself in the lead up to that day? What do I need to put in place? And also, what will I do after? You know, sometimes we get through the day, we survive it, and then we wake up and go, what now? And I feel just as sad as I did before, or just as empty, or I'm grieving some stuff, and, you know, what's actually happening for me? So having a plan about how I'll keep myself focused on things that really matter, having a plan for what gives me perspective about what I do appreciate about my life, and also setting some goals in there, Jenny, about things to look forward to, you know?
Yes, and that's an interesting one too, because all my family's in another state, so I have to fly there and do that. And so, and then I'm the outsider coming in, and so I can't have my own space. And so it's not an easy situation. And I guess it's like that for everybody. Everyone's got a unique difficulty.
Yeah. And the reality check here is there are very few people that get through Christmas with it all being perfect. Mm. I know Instagram looks like that. You know, it does. But for most people, even, you know, it's like they say, getting married is this wonderful, amazing thing. You've met this person you want to spend the rest of your life with, but it can be quite stressful planning your wedding.
Definitely.
You know, and so same goes with the festive season. It's this joyful time where we do get to celebrate and we get to acknowledge and we get to be with family and friends. But in amongst that, we're also really tired. We've just delivered a whole year of work and motherhood and all the things that we need to do. We might be missing someone. We might be feeling like we didn't achieve the things this year that we wanted to. So the having the plan is good, but being quite practical about, if I know that's a bad day for me, what do I plan to be doing for myself on that day?
Mm. Yeah, good idea. And I think I tend to overdo that, you know, food, the sugar hit and all the other things that go along with those celebrations, and then you feel even worse.
Oh, so. I mean, it's like we just give ourselves permission to make everything bigger and noisier at this time of year. So we eat more food, we drink more alcohol than we should. We're sometimes even hanging out with people that we don't necessarily love because we've got all these social functions to go to. And, you know, that leads me to something that I'm really passionate about, which is surrounding yourself with people that are good for you.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are actually healthy for you, the people that will tell you the truth, hold you accountable, and the people that genuinely care about you doing well and being happy.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.